morning, everyone. It's so good to be here after 2 years, the last time that I came here. It is such a joy to be able to gather, especially to meet my mom, my brother, my sister-in-law, my brother-in-law, and nephew and nieces. Right, so this morning, I'm very excited to bring the Word of God to you. I truly believe that this is the Word in season for many of you. And I trust that as you open your hearts and mind, God is going to touch you in a special way. The Holy Spirit is here. He came during the midst of the praise and worship. What a wonderful time that we have. Shall we just bow our heads for a word of prayer? Father, we are just so grateful to you. Grateful for your great love for us. Grateful for your faithfulness. Grateful for your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for your sacrifice on the cross. Thank you for giving us your word. And this morning, I ask by the power of your Holy Spirit that you ignite in each of us, Lord, that desire, the hunger, and to receive your revelation. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say, amen. Amen. And those, amen. And to those of you who are watching on the YouTube or at the overflow room, greetings to you too in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. So, and also, I would like to wish all of you a very happy Chinese New Year. 新年快乐, 恭喜发财, 恭喜发财, 恭喜发财. And also, I would like to wish you in advance, happy Valentine's Day. And so, I thought maybe my brother planned in such a way, and the title that of the sermon that he gave to me is Abide in His Love. All right? So, let's turn to the scripture, and we are reading from 1 John chapter 4, verse 12 to 16. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love has been perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in Him, and He in us. Because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and testified that the Father has sent the Son as Savior of the world. Whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God. And God in him. Now, when the Apostle John wrote this portion of scripture, I was thinking, what is in his mind? Because when you read this scripture, and I've read this many, many times, right? And usually when we read a passage like this, we see a lot of repetition and say, yes, I know this, I know that, and then we move on, right? So, but this time is very different because this time, I'm asked to preach on this passage. So when Pastor Jonathan asked me and I look at it again and ponder and meditate, then suddenly a whole revelation opened up for me and I'm so excited to share with you. Right. Now, so when the Apostle John wrote and said, no one has seen God at any time. True? Yes, right? He said, you know, no one has seen God any time. But then I realized he's trying to say, but you can see God, right? But not in the way you expect, okay? So you say, and then now, so then how can we see God, right? That's our heart desire, right? We want to see God. And if you imagine that you can see God, then how does God look like to you, right? Well, God has given His Son, Jesus Christ, and His Holy Spirit, right? And another important point is, not only how can we see God, but how can your friends, your colleagues, your relatives, those who have not yet known God, see God, the God that you believe in? Okay? The answer is, God can be seen in us when we love one another. So, when the people see us as believers and Christians love one another, they see God. Do you realize that? right? In fact, that's how Christianity grew in the earlier century. Because they see how Christians love each other so much. This is what is absent in the world. So many things happen in the world. Every day when you read the newspaper, bad news after bad news, right? Rumors of wars, sickness, people killing each other. Where is the love? You know, in the times of pandemic, in time past, people are bringing bodies, sick people, and leave them to die on the streets. But the Christians are the ones that go there and care for them and look after them because this is the love of God in their hearts and they see God at work. You understand? Right? So no one has seen God, but they can see God when we love one another. Right? But how can we love one another? How can we love one another? How can we love in this kind of love? It's when you love God. Because when you love God, then you can love others. But how can you love God? Okay? Well, it's because God loves you first. That's why the Bible says, not that we love God, you know, but He first loved us. So because God first loved us, we can then love Him. And then we can then love one another. Follow what I'm saying? All right? Okay, now, a few questions to ponder, okay? This in the scripture that we just read. Number one, because he says we have known and believed the love of God. So the question we have to ask ourselves, have we really known and believed the love that God has for us? Have we really known and believed? Okay. What is God's love like? Because when we talk about love, we use the word love so loosely. I love ice cream. I love my dog. I like to eat chendol. Right? Okay? Or we meet somebody, hey, love you, bro. Right? But what is God's love really like? Okay? And of course, the topic for today is how can we abide in His love? And in fact, some of us may struggle and say, I really don't know about this love thing, you know. You say, God loves me. Where is He? You know, what has He done for me? And so there are things that prevent us from abiding in His love. Right? There are obstacles. And then we need to deal with obstacles. How can then we overcome the obstacles? So in the remaining 20 minutes that I have, we will cover all this. So get ready, all right? Okay? You want to know all the answers to these questions? Yeah? All right. First, okay? Knowing and believing. Okay? Knowing and believing. First of all, how do you know God loves you? I asked that question when I was a young Christian. How do I know that God loves me? And I found the answer. I found the answer in Romans chapter 5, right? Verse 2, it says, verse 2, it says that, but God demonstrates His love towards us in that while we were still sinners, He died for us. So the scripture has given the answer. How do we know God loves us? He has demonstrated it in that while we are still sinners, without we knowing Him, He provides the way. He has shown us His love for us. Okay? So we can know Him by the Word, by the Holy Spirit. Remember just now, there's one verse we say, because the Holy Spirit lives in us. So we cannot know God except when God, the Holy Spirit, touch us and move us. You are seated here today because at some point in the past, someone shared the love of God with you. Someone shared the Word of God with you. Someone shared with you and said that you are a sinner. We are all sinners and we need the forgiveness of God. Right? And that Jesus has come, died on the cross for you. Move your heart, touch your heart, open your mind to what Jesus has done for you, and that's where you receive Christ. Okay? So that's why in the scripture that we have read, He says that we have come to know that God has sent His Son. Now, my question then is, then do you know how much God loves you? How much God loves you? There was an illustration that said that I asked God how much He loves me. And the picture he gets is that, well, He spread up His arms wide and died for me. Right? So, we need to meditate upon the cross of Jesus Christ. Okay, the cross of Jesus Christ. Because on that cross, we see the full extent of God's love for us. When we realize how pathetic we are, how condemned we are, and how insignificant we are, yet the great God Almighty, in His great plan of salvation, came as a little baby, born in a manger, grew up like just of us, like just each one of us, and then went through all the accusations, went through all the beatings, and finally died on the cross for you and me. That's how much He loves you. And then, how much do you feel His love for you? Right? If you say you love God, then I ask, so how do you feel God's love for you? Okay? And sometimes we feel that I can't feel God's love. And I know some of you here, and I've experienced that before. Like, I can't seem to feel God's love for me. So I ask you, let me ask you two questions to help you. First is this. If you can describe God's love in your understanding, what would it be like? Well, you might say, well, I think God's love will make me feel at peace, okay? God's love may make me feel secure, right? God's love may make me feel assured, and God's love will comfort me, true, right? And secondly, if I ask you, who do you love most? Who among your friends, your family members that you love so dearly? Like, for example, I would think, yeah, I would love my wife very much. Okay? And if I ask you, can you feel your love for your wife or your parents or your siblings? You would say, yeah, I think I can feel that. Then think about how much God loves you more than what you feel for that loved one. That will help you to calibrate. Okay, calibrate. Okay, so that's how God. And you begin to feel the love of God for you, and that will help you greatly when you praise and worship Him. Okay? Now, then, what is the proof that you believe in God's love for you? What is the proof? What is the proof that you have? The proof is what Jesus says. Jesus says, love one another. That is His command. Right? That is His command. He says, the new commandment I give to you, love one another. So the proof that God's love is in you is that you love one another. So if I say, hey, is that guy, that lady, that girl is a Christian? When I see that love for your fellow man, when I see the love for your neighbor. Now, we've been talking a lot about God's love, right? Talking about God's love. Let's describe a little bit more about what God's love is like. Okay, go to the next slide. Okay, four things I want to share about what God's love is like. Versus a man's love. Number one, God's love is unconditional. Unconditional. He loves you without conditions. Now, the blessings of God may be conditional, but His love is unconditional. Man's love is always conditional. Not say always, but often. Okay? In fact, your parents may say, do well and you get a reward. If you don't do well, you're not going to get a reward. So that's how the child understands parents' love is conditional. That's why we end up with a lot of performance mentality. But God's love is unconditional. He loves you no matter who you are, how you are, or even what you have done. He loves you still. Number two, God's love is unfailing. It will always be there. It will not fail. Okay? Man's love can fail. Okay? Number three, God's love is unchanging. It's constant. It's not like one day I love you, one day I don't love you. One day I'm your friend, one day I'm not your friend. Okay? His love is unchanging. Okay? Man's love can change. I saw a funny video about a Valentine, and this girl was telling the boyfriend, 你变了，以前你给我 you know, big flower, you know, now you give me like that, you know. A pandemic lah, COVID-19 lah, you know. Right? Man's love can change, but God's love is unchanging. And then lastly, God's love is unending. That's why He says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. Follow? Right? So, in other words, God, in loving you, God accepts who you are. God will not say, go away, I don't see you. He accepts you, you know. Men can reject you. And we all have rejections from people, from bosses, from colleagues, from friends, from church people, right? But He will not reject you. He accepts you. He forgives you, right? He forgives you, He comforts you, and He renews you. Wow, what a wonderful love that God has for us, right? Now then, so now that we know such is God's love, such is God's love, how can we abide? How can we stay in His love? Because there's no point just knowing and then after that leave it aside, right? We want to abide. We want to stay. Abide means to remain, to stay, to dwell, to continue. How can we abide, continue, and stay in this love of God? The answer is, you know, if water needs to flow, it must have an outlet. If the water stay, it will become still, right? So, for God's love is meant to flow through us. So you want the living water to continue to flow through you. So how does that work? When you love one another. When you love one another, okay? But it is not an easy thing to love one another. Right? It's easy to love someone who is nice to you. It's easy to love your dog because your dog is always so happy. You come back, wow, right? But it's very difficult to love another person. We can only love one another first by knowing God's love, and number two, when we yield to the Holy Spirit. Okay, we yield to the Holy Spirit. So in your quiet time, in your morning or evening, when you pray to God, tell the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, fill me. In fact, in Romans, it says, you know, the Holy Spirit is the one that will pour the love of God into our hearts. So we need to come and ask the Holy Spirit to pour the love of God into our hearts, right? And so we need to remember God's love and man's love, because sometimes, and in fact, often, when we think about God's love, we think like man's love. But we need a paradigm shift. Man's love is so different from God's love. Right? And so when we think about this is God's love, that He accepts me, that He forgives me, that He comforts me, and that He renews me, and that His love is unconditional, unchanging, unfailing, unending. He says, yes, Holy Spirit, I want this love. Holy Spirit, pour this love into my heart. Right? Now, then the question next is, what prevents us from abiding in this love, from maybe receiving this love? You say, okay, but how? How do I abide in this love? How do I receive? Then there are lots of things that may, but let me just share four that often apply to us. Number one is disappointment. We pray, we never get answer, or we're disappointed with situations, people. So disappointment is one factor that prevents us from abiding. Second is anger. You're angry. Because when you're angry, you see, you have one primary emotions that you carry all the time. You cannot be laughing and crying and sad at the same time, then something is wrong, right? That's one primary emotions you carry. So if you are always angry, right, then you cannot abide in God's love, right? Third is when you are hurt. If you are hurt, you're focusing a lot of the hurt, then that also prevents you from abiding in God's love. And then lastly is shame. Right? Someone has done something to you, said something to you, caused you to feel shameful, or you've done something yourself, and you feel yourself low and you're unable to lift up your head. Are you always walking with her head bowed down? Right? So disappointment, anger, hurt, and shame, these are the things that are the works of the enemy, and you have fallen into the trap. Maybe by your own will, maybe you are not careful, maybe you are deceived, you fall into the trap, and now you fill up your heart, your love tank. Each of us has a tank, you know, has a love tank. So Valentine is for you to fill the tank of your loved one. But in this tank, if you can imagine this tank or your personal tank, and inside is disappointment, anger, hurt, and shame, then how is God going to fill it? You need to let this go. Follow? You need to let this go, right? Because when we have all this inside us, whether disappointment or anger or hurt or shame, no wonder you cannot feel God's love. Okay? Or maybe you feel only a little. Okay? And in fact, the enemy has then put a filter in your eyes. So whatever you see, you cannot see God's love. You know, if you have cataract, the lenses turn yellowish. And so they see things which are bright and nice, they see a different color. You know, purple become brown. You know? But that's what happens when we feel our lives or things happen to us, and that has affected us. Now, so the good news is you can overcome these obstacles. That's the good news. How? How can I overcome these obstacles? How can I get rid of all this stuff in my love tank? And so that I can then ask the Holy Spirit to fill my heart. Okay? Number one, release forgiveness. Forgiveness is a big thing. It's not easy to do, but you can do it. Okay? What is forgiveness? It means you let go. Don't hold it against you, let go. Okay, number one. Number two, after you let go, you request, you ask the Holy Spirit to refill your heart. Okay, refill your heart. And then number three, renew your mind. It means you align your thoughts with God's thoughts. See, align means what? Together, same, right? Versus what? Versus God's thoughts is like this, but you are like this. If you continue, what's going to happen? You're going to go further and further and further and further away from God, right? So you want to be aligned and be close, okay? So that's what you want to do, okay? In fact, there's one more R. I don't know whether it's there. If you don't have, I'll give you the bonus. Okay, and that's the fourth R is remain. Because when you are feeling disappointed, hurt, you know, angry and feeling shameful, what you want to do? You want to run away. So I don't want to go cell group anymore. I don't want to join this prayer meeting this coming Thursday, or you know, or I want to quit church. No. All the more you must remain in the community, stay engaged. Okay? Right? So, instead of having disappointment, you turn it into an appointment with God. Follow? Instead of disappointment, make it into an appointment with God. In other words, pray. Bring it before God. Okay? Instead of having anger, what God wants to give you, He wants to restore the joy of your salvation. Okay? He wants to restore the joy of your salvation. And then, instead of dwelling in your hurt, know that He accepts you. You are accepted in the Beloved. All right? So, because when you're hurt, you feel rejected. You feel that people don't want you. But God says, I want you. Even if you are broken. You know, if a pot that is broken to pieces, to you, you just take your broom, sweep and throw away. But God would pick it up, put it nicely, put it back into shape, because He would rather have you broken than not have you at all. That is God's love. Because you are precious. Right? You were bought with the blood of Jesus. What is the price of the blood of Jesus? Can you name a price? You think it's 1 billion ringgit or 100 billion ringgit? You can't name it. Why? Because it's priceless. But if what is priceless to buy you, purchase you, you were bought to be the price, then guess how valuable you are. Right? And lastly, instead of shame, when you say, okay, God, remove the shame, what God wants to give you? Believe it or not, in Psalm 91, verse 15, God says, I will honor you. Wow. You mean, God, I want to honor you. God says, I will honor you. Isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? Right? And so, as we come to the remaining 4 minutes that we have, okay, there is a song that says, oh, let the Son of God enfold you. Have you heard of this song? Yeah. Right? With His Spirit and His love. Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let Him have the things that hold you. Disappointment, anger, hurt, shame, holding you. Let it go. Give it to Jesus. You are not meant to hold it. Okay? You know, when we have anger, it's doing far more damage to you than to the person that you are angry with. When you think you're angry with somebody, you think that, but it's doing more damage to you. You know, maybe some of us have gone through difficult times. What is the most difficult situation that you ever face? Someone told me this, that in our lifetime, bound to have one or two big crises in our life. But in that big crisis, God wants to restore you. We can get up and move on, right? Don't get stuck in that situation. See from God's perspective. God's love is bigger than all that we go through. Because you see, the thing that God came to give us, which is His love, and the love says, perfect love casts out fear. What is the biggest fear that we all have? Why are we so afraid of Delta, Omicron, Kiasi, or Pass, right? Why? You die already, then not here. Yeah, but as Christians, if it's time for you to go, where will you be? You'll be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. So, Msai Kang. Okay? Puyong Pa, right? But, of course, but it doesn't mean that you become stupid, you know, and say, I'm not afraid of Omicron, where are you? You won't be stupid. Still wear a mask, still get your jab or whatever, right? Do whatever that is appropriate. But don't have this fear that grips you. Alright? Now, back to, if you have gone through terrible crisis, whatever, let God give you the whole big picture. You know, my own sister, which is Ned's wife, passed away 6 years ago, 7 years ago. You know, that's a major crisis. Maybe some of us have some failure in business. Maybe some of us have been hurt terribly, disappointed. Maybe something happened in your family and you feel that, oh God, where are you? But God's love is very big, you know. Alright? So, let's give this to God. Amen? Alright? So I'm going to pray for all of us. I'm just going to sing this song, and if that's you, that you say, yes, I've got stuff in my life that I want to let go. I've got stuff in my life that I don't want to hold on anymore, and I don't want these things to hold on to me. And there are people that I need to forgive. This morning, it's just between you and God. Don't worry about your neighbor, who, and to those of you watching through YouTube, you too, God, the Holy Spirit can touch you where you are, in your living room, in your hall, in your bedroom. The Holy Spirit will come and minister to you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, let the Son of God enfold you with His Spirit and His love. Let Him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let Him have the things that hold you, and His Spirit like a dove will descend upon your life and make you whole. Lift up your hands. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your Father, those of you, you know you need to release forgiveness. You need to release disappointment, anger, hurt, and shame. You want to empty this love tank and ask the Holy Spirit, would you just stand where you are, lift up your hands, stand where you are, and say, oh God, the Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, I forgive. I release. Yes, Lord, in spite of how I feel, I release. I'm willing to let go. Help me, oh God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Forgive me for my stubbornness. Forgive me, oh God, for holding on this thing for so long. Lord, I want to forgo all this, and I want to receive from you your great love for me. So, Holy Spirit, come and pour the love of God into my heart right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Sirabaso brakatara. Thank you, Lord. Wherever you are right now, the Holy Spirit is pouring His love, filling your heart. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Kurabasigiri. Hallelujah. The presence of God. Power of God. Thank you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, come and sing this song with gladness as your hearts are filled with joy. Lift your hands in sweet surrender to His name. Oh, give your tears and sadness, give Him all your years of pain, and you'll enter into life in Jesus' name. Sing it with all your heart. Jesus, oh Jesus, come and fill your land. Jesus, oh Jesus.
Jesus. Father, we felt so much love, your spirit of love, Lord, just envelop each and every one of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, Lord God, in each and every one of us, you know, probably some of you need to just lay your hands upon your heart, okay, just to receive. Okay, one hand, probably receive from the Lord, one hand you place in your heart, okay, as an act, a spiritual act, okay, to receive God's love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Probably you can pray this prayer with me, but I give you a few seconds just to ponder upon God's love upon your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Say this with me together. Say, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your unconditional love that you pour your blessing upon me. Your love so unconditionally. Your love is unfailing. Your love is unchanging. Your love is unending. Thank you, Jesus, for accepting me the way I am. Thank you, Jesus, for forgiving me for all the wrongdoings that I have done against men and against you. Thank you, Jesus, for comforting me of all the troubles and persecutions and troubles that I have. Thank you, Jesus, for renewing me in your word. Thank you, Jesus, for turning every disappointment to your appointment. Thank you, Jesus, for removing that anger in me, and you restore the joy in me. Thank you, Jesus, that you could take away the hurt, but you accept me and love me and turn the very hurt to love so that I can love others. Thank you, Jesus, for removing the shame or the guilt inside me, because you are the God who loved me. Thank you, Jesus. I commit all of us into your hands, O Lord. Every one of us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wonderful God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the amount of love that you can shower upon us. Okay, that is unending. And Father, I ask, O God, Lord, that even as we experience you, just as John, O God, Lord, Brother John's teaching us today, O God, Lord, even as we learn how to love you because you love us, and then we love you back, and then, Lord, that we can love others. I give thanks once again. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, Amen. Amen.